This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel called the discovery of new evidence of Hamas exploitation of an agency that has been a lifeline for Gaza's population for years. More from Reuters' Lisa Bernard.
Israeli army engineers took reporters from foreign news outlets through the passages during what is a time of crisis for UNRWA. Leading the tour was an Israeli lieutenant colonel who gave only his first name, Ido.
This is one of the central commands of the intelligence. This place is one of the Hamas's intelligence units, where they command most of the combat from here, but from the underground.
Ido said Hamas appeared to have evacuated in the face of the Israeli advance, preemptively cutting off communications cables that, in an above-ground part of the tour, he showed running through the floor of the UNRWA basement. In a statement, UNRWA said it had vacated the headquarters on October 12th, 5 days after the war began, and was therefore, quote, unable to confirm or otherwise comment on the Israeli finding. Hamas has denied operating in civilian facilities.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, as he met with U.S. President Joe Biden, said he's hopeful lawmakers will approve Ukraine aid because U.S. support does make a difference.
And hopefully, the House will follow you and make a decision on giving the necessary support, because without the support of the United States and without the support of the European states, Ukraine will have not a chance to defend its own country.
Scholz told reporters later he had been encouraged by the U.S. Senate's move to advance a $95.3 billion bill that includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan after Republicans blocked compromise legislation that included reforms to immigration policy. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hungary's conservative president resigned amid public outcry over a pardon she granted to a man convicted as an accomplice in a child sexual abuse case. The decision has unleashed an unprecedented political scandal for the long-serving nationalist government. Katalin Novak announced in a televised message on Saturday that she would step down from the presidency, an office she has held since 2022. Her decision came after more than a week of public outrage after it was revealed that she issued a presidential pardon in April to a man convicted of hiding a string of child sexual abuses in a state-run children's home. Senegalese President Macky Sall Saturday defended his decision to postpone elections as violent protests against the move continue. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
In an interview with the Associated Press Saturday, his first since announcing the delay a week ago, Sall brushed off allegations the decision was unconstitutional and that he'd created a constitutional crisis, saying the country needed more time to resolve controversies over the disqualification of some candidates and a conflict between the legislative and judicial branches of government. But much of the public fears that Sall, who faces term limits, is just seeking to delay leaving office. Sall spoke to the AP inside the presidential palace in the capital, Dakar, while outside hundreds of protesters took to the streets, burning tires, throwing stones, and blocking traffic as security forces used tear gas to disperse them. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Facing setbacks against resistance forces, Myanmar's military government activates conscription law. Details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Myanmar's military government has for the first time activated a decade-old conscription law that makes young men and women subject to at least 2 years of military service, if called up, effective immediately. The measure amounts to a major, though tacit, admission that the army is struggling to contain the nationwide armed resistance against its rule. Under the law, 2 years of service can be extended to 5 during national emergencies. The ruling military council came to power in 2021 after ousting the elected civilian government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The army has suffered serious setbacks in the conflict that erupted countrywide after the takeover. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Pakistan has hit back at criticism over the conduct of its parliamentary elections, which were held amid sporadic military attacks and an unprecedented suspension of all mobile phone services. It insists the vote was peaceful and successful. Saturday's strongly worded reaction from the foreign ministry came after the U.S. State Department said Thursday's vote was held under undue restrictions on freedoms of expression, association, and peaceful assembly. The European Union has also said it regrets the lack of a level playing field. No political party has gained a simple majority in the election, but independent candidates backed by imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan took a lead in the vote count. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.